So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia, ¿qué tal? Soy Carlos Medina y aquí me tienes un domingo más dispuesto a acompañarte a lo largo del show de Little Steven en Rock FM. El guitarrista del Boss se ha propuesto recordar esta noche aquellos programas de televisión dedicados a difundir la historia del rock and roll. Buenos recuerdos que nos traerá Little Steven, a quien recibimos como cada domingo con música. Freddy Boom Boom Cannon será el encargado de arrancar el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Where the action is, sonando aquí en Rock FM. Buenas noches, Stevie. Familia, comenzamos.
Your baby where the action is. In every little town across the USA, there's a spot where the people tangle every day. Just leave your problems and get away. Come on down and listen to the guitars play. Woo! Dance, dance, dance when you hear that beat. Woo! Dance, 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 get up off of your seat. Woo! Dance, 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 let your backbone slip. Let's go to the place on the Sunset Strip. Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action
oh,
is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action
oh,
is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
It's so neat to meet your baby where the action is. If all day long you've been wanting to dance, well, all night long you're gonna have your chance. So don't sit at home just a twiddling your thumb. You can't resist the sound of the driving drums.
Woo!
On the Sunset Strip. Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action
oh,
is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action
oh,
is.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is.
It's so neat to meet your baby where the action is. Oh, baby, come on.
Inevitably, if you live long enough, sooner or later you will get into a discussion about the true birth date of rock and roll. Some will say it's Fats Domino's The Fat Man in 1949. Some will say it's Jackie Brenston's Rock at 88 in 1951. Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock 1954. LaCord's Shaboom the same year. Or maybe some earlier doo-wop, going back to the Ravens in 47 or the Orioles in 48. But as interesting as that discussion may be, and even with the genius of Alan Freed and a handful of other DJs playing this stuff on local radio here and there, it was kind of like asking if a tree falls in the forest with nobody around, does it make a sound? You heard that one, right? In other words, in the days of the pioneers, it really didn't count until it was on TV. And more specifically, on the Ed Sullivan Show. Therefore, rock and roll was born, for all practical purposes, on November 20th, 1955, when Bo Diddley lied to Ed Sullivan and told him he was going to play Tennessee Ernie Ford's 16 Tons, a kind of middle-of-the-road pop folk hit at the time, and instead played his own first single, which he named after himself, or vice versa, Bo Diddley, getting himself banned from the Ed Sullivan Show for life. Ed would continue to play a major historical role on behalf of rock and roll, in spite of never quite getting it. But the golden era of rock and roll TV was on its way. It would peak in the Renaissance from 1964 through 1968. On this show, we will celebrate three of the dozens of programs my generation was lucky enough to grow up with, as rock and roll became the pop music of this new, frightening, alien, an out-of-control species called teenagers. The TV shows would begin right around the time Bo was freaking out Ed Sullivan, and last until the early 70s, when the music would evolve into something different. Soupy sales would get things started very early with Soupy's Soda Shop in Cincinnati, 1950. Alan Freed's Big Beat would come in 1957, followed by Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and then suddenly every town had their own bandstand, including Baltimore, where John Waters would watch the Buddy Dean Show, which, yes, once a month, had a Negro Day to keep the dance floor racially segregated. Shindig would come along just in time for the British invasion in 1964, followed by Hullabaloo, Chivalry, Hollywood A-Go-Go, Shebang, Upbeat. Every DJ had a show. Clay Cole, Murray LeKay, Lloyd Thaxton, Jerry Blavitt, Casey Kasem, and Dick Clark would score again with Where the Action Is. England had Ready Steady Go, Jukebox Jury, and Top of the Pops. Germany had the Beat Club and Beat Beat Beat. Japan had Cicada. Australia had Countdown. Argentina had La Scala Musical. Every country has something. At the end of the 60s and early 70s, rock and roll evolved into the art form of rock. Rock fans started listening and stopped dancing. The fun was over.
Show you once and we'll be free. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Every time I see you smile, come to me, don't be long. Let me tell you how my heart goes wild. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Let me love you and you'll see. Come to me, come to me. Let me show you how to really be free. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong.
Hi, this is Roger McGuinn from The Byrds, and you're listening to my Rickenbacker 12-string chime on Little Steven's Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
Look on yonder misty mountain, see the young monk meditating, rhododendron forest. Over dusty hills, I ask you, what has been like being you? Through all levels you've been changing, getting a little bit better, no doubt. The doctor bit was so far out. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Paperback reader made the teacher suspicious about insanity. Fingers always touching, girl. Through our levels you've been changing, getting a little bit better, no doubt. The doctor bit was so far out. Looking through all kinds of windows, I could see I had your fun. Looking through all kinds of windows, I can see I had your fun. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Rebel against society, such a tiny speculating whether to be a hip-hop. Skip along quite merrily. Through our levels you've been changing. Elevator in the brain hotel, broken down but just as well. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun.
Okay, buddy, I was just trying to cheer us up, so go ahead. Put on some old sad bastard music, see if I care.
I don't want to hear old sad bastard music, Barry. I just want something I can ignore.
Here's the thing. I made that tape special for today. My special Monday morning tape for you, special!
Well, it's Monday afternoon. You should get out of bed earlier.
Come on, dude. Play it. Don't you want to hear what's next?
What's next?
Play it!
Say it.
Little Latin loopy loo.
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels?
No! The Righteous Brothers.
Well, never mind.
No, not never mind. You tell me right now what's wrong with the Righteous Brothers.
Nothing. I just prefer the other.
How can it be to state a preference?
record an album.
I'm surprised you don't remember, son. It was only 8 years ago.
Dad, thanks to television, I can't remember what happened 8 minutes ago. No, really, I can't. It's a serious problem. What are we all laughing about?
Who cares?
I saw you flash a smile that seemed to me to say you wanted so much more than casual conversation. I swear I caught a look before you turned away. Now I don't see the point resisting your temptation. Did you come on to me? Will I come on to you? If you come on to me, will I come on to you?
Welcome to TV A Go-Go, our theme this week in the Underground Garage. What a lucky time to grow up, I'm sure you would agree. We started with Freddie Cannon's version of the theme from Where the Action Is. The first was done by the house band Paul Veeren Raiders, who we heard They're phenomenal, Just Like Me, from their fourth album, the one that broke them nationwide. Freddie Cannon, by the way, moving to Warner Brothers at that moment, got a chance to work with the Wrecking Crew, Hal Blaine, Leon Russell, James Burton, etc. But there was nothing wrong with his Palisades Park record either. Let's not get carried away. It's West Coast stuff. And how many times do you think Freddie appeared on American Bandstand? Did you guess 20? 50? 75? How about 110 times? And yeah, Dick Clark did have an interest in the Swan label, where Palisades Park resided. Coincidentally. Well, just by happenstance. I don't care. That system worked. Bring it back is what I say. Enough of this honesty and legality and sound scan and all this stuff. You know, everything's totally legit now, and everything sucks. So, what can I say? Anyway, I digress. Yes, we played Paul Green and Raiders after that, and the Birds. It won't be wrong. A little Terry Melcher exacta, the fantastic producer, both those bands. And on to another fantastic producer, Mickey Most, with Epistle to Dippy, the amazing Donovan, Jimmy Page playing that cool guitar part. Dippy was a real guy, wrote the liner notes on Donovan's box set. Little Latin Loopy Lou, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels covering the Righteous Brothers. One of the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley, wrote it. Another fantastic producer there, Bob Crew, did all the Four Seasons records and all kinds of cool things. Come On to Me from Paul McCartney. The new album is Egypt Station, out now. Paul wrote it. Fred Kirsten produced it. Cool stuff. It's TV a go-go, baby. But you don't have to get up and adjust the rabbit ears. We'll take care of that.
Hey, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with tonight's All-Star Shindig Cast, right after station identification.
Sigues en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche nuestro guitarrista favorito se dispone a recordar algunos de los programas de televisión pioneros en difundir el rock and roll en la televisión. Uno de esos shows que tanto disfrutó Little Steven en su juventud fue aquel llamado Shindig. Se trataba de un programa de variedades musicales estadounidense que se emitió en la cadena ABC a lo largo de dos temporadas, desde 1964 al 66. En un principio este programa vino a suplir a otro que había en antena llamado Hoot Nanny, que giraba en torno a la música folk. Las tornas cambiaron en cuanto comenzó a vivirse en el país el fenómeno musical conocido como la invasión británica. En su momento se decidió darle este giro a la temática del programa. Así fue como se convirtió en Shindig, un show televisivo de media hora semanal que acabaría por tener una duración de 2 horas. El primer artista invitado fue Sam Cooke, que más tarde recibiría la visita también de bandas como los Beatles. Pasaron por allí los Who, los Stones, Beach Boys, James Brown, en fin, muchísimos artistas. Shindig, este programa, estaba presentado por el disc jockey de Los Ángeles, Jimmy O'Neill, quien dirigió el show hasta el 8 de enero de 1966, año en el que fue sustituido por la serie Batman. A pesar de su corta duración, Shindig es considerado ya como un programa de culto. De hecho, en el 91 fue lanzado al mercado un VHS que contenía las mejores actuaciones que acogió el programa durante sus 2 años de emisión. Como curiosidad, te contaré que los Ramones mencionan a este programa en su canción Rock and Roll Radio. Curiosidades aparte, casi mejor te dejo en compañía de nuestro pequeño Steven, quien vivió de cerca toda esta época. Dale, Little.
It's 8:30, and that's time to swing with Shindig. Here's a bright new showcase for the big beat dance music that's moved from America to every corner of the world. Today in the Peppermint Lounge, Buckingham Palace, or a dance pavilion in Hong Kong, the beat's the same. If you're 6 or 96, you'll get big hicks on Shindig.
a British producer and Shakespeare freak named Jack Good put the first rock and roll TV series on in England, 1957, called 6-5 Special. A year later, he did a show called Oh Boy, which was a series where he developed a never-seen-before fast-paced style, which included constantly moving cameras and rapid, unexpected smash-cut editing, techniques MTV would be known for 20 years later. Meanwhile, American TV still had Perry Como and Lawrence Welk putting everybody to sleep. 10 years later, Welk's bubble machine would have been appreciated, but at the time, nobody was doing drugs yet. Encouraged by Eddie Cochran's former girlfriend Sharon Sheely, Jack Good moved to the States in 1963 to try and get a TV show on in America. With his last bit of money, they did a pilot called Young America Swings the World. The networks rejected it, saying it was too fast-paced and nobody would get it in the Midwest. Sharon Sheely's new husband, DJ Jimmy O'Neill, who had hosted the pilot, didn't want to give up so easily, so he gave it to his friend Chuck Barris to see what he could do with it. Yes, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, Palisades Park, Chuck Barris. Chuck loved it and gave it to his new best friends at ABC, who were developing his soon-to-be hit show, The Dating Game, the world's first reality TV show, if we don't count Queen for a Day. In their wisdom, ABC decided to make it a country show and made a pilot hosted by Roy Clark and renamed it Shindig. It was so bad, they turned it back into a rock show but kept the country name, which made no sense at all but showed the level of commitment by the executive brain trust over at ABC. They reluctantly put it on September 16, 1964, just to keep Chuck Barris happy, but were never into it. They may not have been into it, but the audience was. The mix of performers was impressive from the start. British Invasion legends mixed with Motown stars, and the two house bands, the Shindiggers, later changed to the Shindogs, and the Ray Pullman Band, had the hippest musicians around at the time, including James Burton, Leon Russell, Delaney Bramlett, and various members of Phil Spector's Wrecking Crew, like Jim Horn and Larry Nechtel. Darlene Love and Billy Preston were regulars, and occasionally an ABC executive would suggest the show was getting too black. Jack Good would tell them, just put it in a memo, which of course they never did. Jack dealt with every detail on his shows, the songs, the band's clothes, even their expressions and their moves. Good had previously orchestrated Eddie Cochran's tough rockabilly image and early on molded Cliff Richard to be the English Elvis, among other Svengali-like strokes. Meanwhile, director Rita Gillespie kept things moving at a frenetic pace, sometimes cutting to the rhythm of the song, sometimes against it. The show was an immediate hit, but the network had undersold it, so they never made much money from it. After a year of showcasing one classic rock and roll performance after another, but making little profit, ABC started questioning Jack Good on everything he did, and he quit. His last show was June 30th, 1965, but the series would limp on until January 8th, 1966, casting Zsa Zsa Gabor and Boris Karloff as co-hosts after Good left. All the master tapes were recorded over, but the good news is that every show survived as a kinescope, which is a video-to-film transfer done by shooting a TV monitor with a 16mm camera. Not the greatest quality in the world, but at least these things exist. If you had asked me how long it lasted, I would have said 3, 4, 5 years. That's how impressive it was. But Shindig lasted only 16 months. It was around long enough to influence dozens of rock and roll shows that followed it, most notably Hullabaloo, which lasted about the same amount of time. Ultimately, as far as ABC was concerned, it was let's get out while the getting's good. Let's catch the next pop culture trend before the old one dies on us. So seeing no particular difference in value, they traded Beatlemania for Batman. Oh, and by the way, the show that was recorded over all the Shindig master tapes was The Dating Game.
Shindig! I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Deserve such a fate. I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
From ABC Television Center in Hollywood, Shindig is brought to you by Old London Foods, makers of those delicious fun foods like cheese waffies, the tangy cheddar cheese sandwiches with the waffle crinkle, and by Stridex, the amazing medicated pad that helps you wipe out pimples because it actually deep cleans the dirt soap can't reach.
Six months too long. And now, on with the opera. Let joy be unconfined. Let there be dancing in the streets, drinking in the saloons, and necking in the parlor. Play, Don.
Jagger, the Rolling Stones, you're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Yeah.
We started our Shindig break with a song I watched the Beatles perform on that show. It was very exciting at the time. I'm a Loser from their fourth album, Beatles for Sale. But we got it on something else. What was it called? Something Else was another album. We in America got like three albums for every two. But actually, it was their fourth album, Beatles for Sale. All the English configurations now readily available. Although for the Stones, we use the American versions. Just to confuse you. Because they're cooler. Delaney and Bonnie. And Friends. And what a friend they had in Eric Clapton. Co-wrote Coming Home with Bonnie Bramlett, one of the great blue-eyed soul singers on the female side. I mean, amazing. Delaney producing. Their band, Bobby Whitlock, Carl Radle, and Jim Gordon going on to perform with the Joe Cocker's Mad Dogs and Englishmen and Leon Russell and then Derek and the Dominoes. But it was Delaney that put them together. Come Spy With Me, Palmyra Del Ran's new one. It is the title track of the upcoming album. Get it from Wicked Cool. A wonderful, magical moment on Shindig. Brian Jones and the Stones insisting on them putting Howlin' Wolf on, which was incredible. And Brian Jones introducing Howlin' Wolf with How Many More Years. Arguably one of the first great rock records. And arguably one of the great first distorted guitars ever by Willie Johnson. Interestingly, Ike Turner on piano, Ike being on two of the first most distorted guitar original rock songs. Both the same year, really, How Many More Years and Rocket 88. Yeah, Ike Turner, very, very important cat, actually. And once again, Sam Phillips producing, by the way, as he did with Rocket 88. So Sam going on to start Sun Records and pretty much reinvent rock and roll for everybody. And the Stones themselves, with one of my favorites, Empty Heart, produced by the great Andrew Lug Oldham. It's TV a go-go, baby. If you wanted to change the channel, you actually had to get up and do it, because there was no remote.
Hi, I'm Jack Good, producer of the largest Shindig dealers in the world, and we're talking about the new 1965 model Shindig, coming to you on January the 20th. It's 1 hour long. Next week is your last chance to catch the old half-hour model when we offer you cash, even if others have turned you down. That is Johnny Cash, Paul Peterson, Herman's Hermits, Dick and Dee Dee, Marion Faithful, the Paris Sisters, the Detergents, White Sidewall Tires, Factory Air Conditioning. Remember, we're situated at ABC. That's just off the Hollywood Freeway. Switch to the hour-long Shindig in spite of Jim O'Neill.
Hey, Jack, thank you. You're very funny for a producer.
Estás escuchando Little Steven's Underground Garage en Rock FM.
Gracias a las redes sociales, ya sabes cuáles son esos 10 alimentos que deberías comer para adelgazar más rápido. Si no fuese por los foros, no conocerías los 15 trucos necesarios para salir bien en todas las fotos. Pero ¿sabes cuáles son las 500 mejores canciones en la historia de la música? Dale un uso decente a la red y toma las riendas. En Rock FM estamos eligiendo las 500 mejores canciones en la historia de la música. Y queremos que nos eches una mano. Rock FM 500. Entra en rockfm.fm y vota por tu canción favorita para hacerla ganadora. Tienes hasta el 23 de septiembre. Rock FM 500. Con línea directa, mejores coberturas, mejor precio, garantizado. Somos Rock FM.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
my skin began to turn red, and the story you told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, la, la. Is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Esto es Rock FM y estamos despidiendo el fin de semana al ritmo que nos marca Little Steven en el Underground Garage. Siguiendo la estela de los grandes programas televisivos que difundieron el rock and roll, nuestro pequeño Steven no quería pasar la oportunidad de charlar sobre uno llamado Ready Steady Go. En esta ocasión nos encontramos ante el primer programa británico pionero en difundir el rock y el pop en un medio televisivo. Ready Steady Go se emitía cada viernes por la tarde y lo hizo entre 1963 y 1966. En el show se buscaba la interacción entre el público presente y los artistas invitados, de modo que mientras la banda interpretaba sus canciones, la audiencia bailaba con total libertad en el plató. Ready Steady Go contó con dos presentadores de excepción a lo largo de su emisión. Uno fue el señor Keith Fordyce, un afamado disc jockey, y la señorita Cathy McGowan, considerada la reina de los mods. El programa fue tan popular que en la propia película Cuadrofenia aparece la interpretación que hicieron los Who en el show. Por su escenario pasaron artistas como Small Faces, James Brown, The Animals, los propios Who o los Beatles, quienes el 20 de marzo de 1964 alcanzaron la cuota de pantalla más alta del programa. El mismo Jimi Hendrix se presentó por primera vez ante la audiencia británica interpretando su clásico Hey Joe en el programa. Todo un hito de la historia de la televisión. Cuando quieras, maestro.
Well, hi there. This is Keith Fordyce welcoming you to a very special edition of Ready, Steady, Go. For those of you who don't know this show, I might say that each week we invite all sorts of pop singers along here to Studio 9 in Kingsway, London, and the crowd who come in get a chance to meet their stars close to.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, Steady, Go was created by producer Elkin Allen, manager Vicky Wickham, and director Michael Lindsay Hogg to fill the gap left by Jack Good in 1963 when he left England to create Shindig for America. Like most of the shows, it started off with the artist lip-syncing or occasionally re-recording the music tracks and singing live, but halfway through its three-year run, it went mostly live. It stayed black and white throughout its run, and curiously was never shown in America. It was filmed in a small studio in London, which led Michael Lindsay Hogg to make the innovative decision to leave the other cameras in the shots, which loosened up the atmosphere quite a bit, actually. The early shows were hosted by none other than Dusty Springfield, and then taken over by Keith Fordyce, and eventually Cathy McGowan, who would do the whole thing by herself. She'd gotten the gig by answering an ad in the paper looking for a typical teenager. The fact that she was a genuine fan of the music and not professionally trained, often stumbling over lines and losing her cool during interviews, made her all the more popular to the viewers. Everybody did the show. the Beatles, the Stones, the Kinks, Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye, the Beach Boys, Burt Bacharach. The show would break Jimi Hendrix virtually overnight, and Donovan did several weeks in a row before he even had a record deal. The artist elite of London would go just to hang out in the green room every Friday, whether they were on the show or not, on their way to the Ad Lib, the Scotch of St. James, or the Bag of Nails, where the after parties lasted forever. The theme song would change occasionally, starting with Manfred Mann's 5-4-3-2-1, and eventually evolving to Andrew Lou Goldham's 365 Rolling Stones, One for Every Day of the Year, which we are hearing in the background right now. Dave Clark, the magnificent and brilliant drummer, co-writer, producer, and manager of the Dave Clark Five, owns Ready, Steady, Go now. If you've never seen it, this is a fabulous show.
Cement jungle they live in. Teenage gang deps, the go-go girls who go too far. Kick happy, thrill hungry, always reckless and willing.
People go from miles around them. They come from every Ready, what?
Ready, steady, go.
Ready, steady, go. Bunch of lads. Bloody moron. I suppose they wear wet jeans and all, do they? Hey? But is that how you're supposed to play a guitar now, then? Hey? Oh, God help us. Here, have you seen this? I could sing better than that, little ape. We call that singing. Sounds like a drowned dog.
Hey!
Stop me if you've heard this.
panic. I'm gonna get out quick. I'm gonna blow my fuse. I got nothing to lose. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Ah, stop me if you've heard this one.
Hi, everybody. This is Graham Nash from the Hollies, amongst other bands. You're with Little Steven right now in the Underground Garage, and I don't think that radio has ever been this cool.
Started our Ready, Steady, Go set with one of the Dave Clark Five's greatest, Any Way You Want It, Baby. Written and produced by the great Dave Clark. Hope you caught our interview with him. There's actually an extended version of the complete interview in the archives. Show number 527. 527. Oh, my God. And interestingly, in those days, soul music, not only surviving the British invasion, but flourishing and living right alongside it, every single TV show would go like every other artist, would be a soul artist, including the great Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, going to a go-go in 65, Over Under Sideways Down, Yardbirds from Roger the Engineer, produced by those guys with the dashes in their names, manager-producer Simon Napier Bell. If you haven't read his books, you should get them. And bass player, turning producer, Paul Samwell Smith. Stop Me If You've Heard This One Before. The Split Squad, Michael Giblin and Eddie Munoz from the Plimsolls, Clem Burke from Blondie, Keith Strang from the Fleshtones, Josh Cantor, the Red Sox organ player. Michael Giblin wrote it. And the Magnificent Hollies, their ninth single, I'm Alive, number one, of course, in England, didn't break the top 100 in America. Shame on us. A phenomenal guitar tone, TV Go Go. We'll be back with our coolest song in the world this week in very vibrant black and white.
Muchos clásicos han sonado ya a lo largo del programa de esta noche, pero llegó el momento de detenernos en el clásico por excelencia del Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Imagino que ya sabrás a cuál me refiero. La canción más chula de la semana, eso es el turno de una banda londinense que publicó un nuevo disco en mayo de este 2018. Nos referimos a More Kicks, presentando la canción It's a Drag como la más chula de la semana. Todo tuyo, Stevie.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from London, England. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, More Kicks.
Hi, this is Reg Presley of the Troggs, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
I need you. We are the same people, only further from home. On freeways, 50 lanes wide, on a concrete continent, spaced with bland billboards illustrating imbecile illusions of happiness. The scene shows fewer tumbrils, but more strung-out citizens in painted cars. And they have strange license plates and engines that devour America.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week. It's a drag from More Kicks out of London. Young group. Their first record as far as we know. We'll find out more about them as we go, like usual. These cats really came out of the ether. Dennis found them on Facebook. We find them all over the place, folks. Send us a great record and we'll play it. The band wrote the song. Nathan Smardina recorded it and mixed it and produced it. That helps the budget these days. Mastered by Daniel Hussein. No relation to Barack Obama that we know of. Get it from morekicks.bandcamp.com. The Fabulous Trogs with I Want You, B-side with a Girl Like You. Producer Larry Page co-writing it with Colin Frechter. The Trogs being Reg Presley. Chris Britton is very underrated guitar player. Still I Rise is Soraya. It's just a single right now. They're working on a new album mixed by Jeff Sanoff. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. The Ramones. Dee Dee, their main writer, really. Time Bomb. Classic from Subterranean Jungle. Seventh album, Richie Cordell and Glenn Kolotkin. It's TV a go-go, baby. And come on back for the big beat.
Esto es Little Steven's Underground Garage. Volvemos en un segundo en Rock FM.
Un presentador estrella, seis productores nominados a los Goya, cuatro creativos, meseros, 9 recepcionistas, 2 camareros y un técnico de 4 manos.
Eso es lo que pedimos al comenzar la temporada. Pero de momento aquí seguimos, con el pirata y su banda.
Haciendo amigos, ¿eh?
Cada mañana de 6 a 10, rock y diversión en Rock FM, con el pirata y su banda. Somos Rock FM.
When the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old mine with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
En una época de cambio, de aprender a volver a ser libres, un sello discográfico nos enseñó el camino a través de la música. Y ahora, 4 décadas después, los himnos de aquella generación vuelven a sonar juntos. Chapa, el disco de oro. Un doble LP o CD con Leño, Tequila, Morris, Barón Rojo y muchos más. Las canciones que le dieron color a un país en blanco y negro. Chapa, el disco de oro, ya a la venta.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del Underground Garage de esta noche aquí en Rock FM. Hemos recordado algunos de los programas de televisión que fueron pioneros en difundir el rock and roll al gran público. Y antes de marchar, no podíamos dejarnos uno en el tintero. Es obligado recordar al señor Alan Freed, considerado como el creador del término rock and roll y uno de los grandes disc jockeys de la historia. Después de una gran carrera como pinchadiscos y como promotor de conciertos, Freed tuvo la oportunidad de presentar un programa de televisión semanal de alcance nacional en torno al rock and roll en Estados Unidos. Aquel show se llamó The Big Beat y comenzó a emitirlo la ABC en 1957. La idea era empezar a lanzarlo en verano para ver cómo respondía la audiencia y, en función de ello, prolongarlo durante toda la temporada. Finalmente, The Great Beat duró 4 capítulos, a pesar del gran éxito de audiencia, siendo cancelado por directivos de la cadena. Dale, Little.
Yours truly, Alan Freed, the old king of the rock and rollers. Still with a cold, but all ready for another big night of rockin' and rollin'. Rock and roll records are the big beat in popular music in America today. Let her go, and we'll be here till 9 o'clock, reviewing the top 25 rock and roll favorites of the week. So welcome to rock and roll party number one.
May 4th, 1957, Alan Freed finally made it to TV for the first time with the very first rock and roll special in primetime. As the leader of a handful of courageous DJs across the country playing black rock and roll for white teenagers, he had staged the first rock and roll concert March 21st, 1952 at the Cleveland Arena. Moving to New York in 1955, he had broken every record at the Brooklyn Paramount for his Easter Jubilee of Stars and Christmas Jubilee and Labor Day shows, and would blow everybody's mind selling 65,000 tickets over 10 days to his Times Square Paramount shows on Washington's birthday. Yeah, that's where the Hard Rock Cafe is now. And half of those 65,000 tickets were kids playing hooky from school. So TV was the next logical step, and his two specials on May 4th and May 11th were so successful, watched by something like a third of the potential audience, they led to a weekly series called Alan Freed's Big Beat. It was not surprising that it was canceled after four shows. It was shocking that ABC put it on at all. It was really over by the second show when Frankie Lyman jumped off the stage to dance with a white teenage girl. But in the fourth, when Jerry Lee Lewis leaped on the piano, greasy long hair wild in his face, looking like an asylum escapee, America's adults said, enough. It may have been a coincidence that American Bandstand went on the air 3 days after Freed's cancellation, with a nice clean-cut boy next door named Dick Clark hosting. All I can say is, if Alan had this next guy on, he would have been canceled a lot sooner.
Go to town and Mary bought up the dawn. He claimed he has the music, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long tall Sally, she's a biblical species guy.
Alan Freed, am married and the father of four children. My first job was as a disc jockey playing classical music on a small town radio station. But I am better known these days as the king of rock and roll. I created the phrase rock and roll in 1951 and was the first disc jockey to exploit the music under that name. I have played the part of myself in three motion pictures. And I'm glad to say that the crowds at our recent opening at the Paramount Theater in New York broke both the police lines and the single-day attendance record.
Carey, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, the only radio show with go-go dancers. That's why I like it.
Just can't seem to see that he leaves the world to me. My dear girl, have you noticed that the human race is divided into two distinct and irreconcilable groups? Those who walk into rooms and automatically turn television sets on, and those who walk into rooms and automatically turn them off. You know, the problem is they usually marry each other.
Thank you.
The big beat began with little Richard Penniman and his band. Long Tall Sally, written by producer Robert Bumps Blackwell, Richard, and his stepfather, Enotris Johnson, spent 8 weeks as number one on the R&B charts. 1956, pretty much the year rock and roll began its coup d'etat, taking over the pop charts eventually. Starlight from Jeremy and the Harlequins, from their new album, Remember This, Rick Parker producing, Jeremy Fury wrote it. Get it from YepRock.com. One of the Angels' greatest, I Adore Him, was not really a big hit. I don't know why not. It was a follow-up to My Boyfriend's Back, classic Feldman, Goldstein, Goddard track. This one written by Jan Berry and Artie Cornfield. Peggy Santillia, fabulous lead vocals, and Barbara Allbutt and Jigs, background vocals. Tough Darts, Tony Bon Jovi, getting production credit. Bob Clearmountain, engineering, as I recall. And two of the Darts writing it, Bobby Butani and Jeff Salen, joined by John DeSalvo, John Morelli. And we ended the big beat with some doo-wop. Maybe the greatest doo-wop song of all time. Maybe the greatest doo-wop vocal of all time. That being Leroy King, The Students, from Youngstown, Ohio. But I'm so young. People forget when rock and roll started, it was all about doo-wop. They were the Sex Pistols of that time. They were the Green Day. It's all doo-wop, baby. And they were what the adults were afraid would take over. And boy, were they right to be afraid.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Hard Rock cafes, hotels, casinos, and the Seminole coolest Indian tribe ever for being our sponsor from day one. And I want to thank all of the Hard Rock employees around the world as we stop in and do our DJ thing when we're on the road. Nicest people in the world, in addition to the best food. And someday will be a rock and roll circuit. I'm never going to give up on that. We want to thank Premier Networks, our new syndicator, Julie Talbot, Rick Bucchietti, Tanya Juhasz, and Corey Neal. Forgive the pronunciation. I'll get it right eventually. And if you're in need of any guitars or amps or tambourines, go see Andy Babuke. I want to thank our... Is Intrepid the word? Or is that an aircraft carrier? Dennis Mortensen, who puts the show together every week in spite of the odds. Go to undergroundgarage.com if you've missed any of our last 750 shows. And Facebook and Twitter and at Stevie Van Zandt. You can talk to me personally. And thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Go back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, ahora sí que sí, hemos llegado al final del Underground Garage de Rock FM. Una semana más toca despedirse y espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio recordando algunos de los grandes programas de televisión que difundieron el rock and roll entre el gran público. Yo soy Carlos Medina y si te apetece, nos encontramos nuevamente el próximo domingo a las 10 de la noche en el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Stevie, buenas noches. Abrazo, familia.